Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
There is not a person among us who has not experienced disappointment, who has not been wounded by some broken promises or betrayals. Life often brings these kinds of painful experiences to us. The result is caution and sometimes mistrust of people and things we don't know. This is where the doubts arise. We first check some information several times before acting on it. In this way, doubt becomes a protection for us against the dishonest intentions or actions of others. However, in the spiritual life, we recognize doubt as something bad and wrong. And rather than seeking the truth, why there is that doubt, we get stuck on this type of doubt, even though we need to take one more step ahead, especially when we question God. Today's gospel tells us about doubts of the Apostle Thomas. He did not accept any testimony of his brother apostles, his close kinsmen, about meeting with resurrected Jesus Christ. He didn't reject Jesus Christ. Thomas recognized him from the beginning and followed him. He gave up his previous life to be with Christ, but Christ's death shook with him. He was unable to accept the message of the resurrection. His heart was filled with doubt, and therefore he asked for proof. And he got it. Christ came again. And this evidence drove his doubts away and resulted in an exclamation, "My Lord and my God." Doubts are often the path to go through. We have to go through in order to discover God's word. Doubts are the beginning of deepening our faith if we use them right. Doubts often lead to full confidence in God's providence. If we are looking for answers to the doubts that affect our spiritual life, then they are a blessing for us because they force us to take some step forward in life of faith. But also, doubts are also a test when our faith should be verified that indeed, Christ, I believe in you. Sometimes we feel that God does not listen to us. How many times during our lifetime we pray to God, we pray for this or that, or asking for healing, or whatever intention we have. We beg Him, and most of the times, nothing happens. Or something happens that is not according to how we want to see our prayer go. Sometimes we feel that God is not even listening to us, that He's ignoring us, and we have doubt. And it seems that God is not listening to our petitions. Then what happens? We blame God. We blame Him for not being there when we really, really needed Him. We blame Him for not fixing our problem. We feel betrayed by God. Sometimes we even start to hate Him because He failed to give us a certain miracle at that very moment where we desired it. And that's the point where we fail, unfortunately. That is where we fail to show our loyalty towards God. Don't we say in the prayer, "Our Father, thy will be done"? Not mine, not yours, but God's. God's will be done. We must have faith that our prayers will be answered in God's time according to His will. Our doubt can sometimes lead us to a deeper trust in Him and in His will, if we use it right. We must be prepared that in the spiritual life, there are many times we feel very hesitant when we are seized by doubts of various kinds. It would be very wrong to ignore these doubts, or even worse, to wave our hand over them and not be interested in what they want to lead us to. This method of indifference can eventually lead to such consequences as to walk away from God and church all along. The right way is to seek the truth. The right way, when we recognize that we have doubts within our heart, is to make a step forward. With doubts, we can turn to our spiritual father, or we can pray for understanding of the problem we are dealing with, or we can read the gospel, or we can read the writings of the holy fathers, who will always give an answer to our problem. We just have to make that step and start looking. Doubt directly forces us to such spiritual activity of searching. It is often a difficult search, but it is very worth it. Let us not be afraid of the moment when doubt enters our life. After all, we are surrounded by brothers and sisters here in the church who can pull us up, who can help us. We have a priest, we have deacons here. And also, before the resurrection matins, we served a liturgy of St. Basil the Great, and I really loved that the gospel message. And today I want to repeat it again. We have to remember that our Savior encouraged us with the same words He encouraged His apostles, which we are too today. For Christ says, "I am with you always, until the end of the world." Christ is risen.